My name is Todd Swickard, and we're in the Jenkins grazing allotment, which is a Forest Service permit that has been in the family since the 60s.
Swickard stands with hands in his pockets, looking out over a small valley high in the mountains of northern Plumas County. There's a thin line of green willows marking a shallow creek in the distance. You might not even notice it, but he knows this land and its history. His family business, Five Dot Land and Cattle Company, holds more grazing permits in the Plumas National Forest than any other single business.
Well, this is Squaw Queen Creek that runs the length of this valley. Actually, in drier years, it dries up completely and stops flowing. There's been a lot of livestock use in the area since the mid-1800s.
Swickard admits his cattle have been part of a long history of trampled stream banks and overgrazed meadows here. As one of the participants in an unusual collaboration called Cowboy Unite, he agreed to make changes to protect this stream. Cowboy Unite was designed as a model project to engage ranchers, environmentalists, and federal agencies in finding cost-effective, environmentally friendly cattle management techniques.
And it was actually the brainstorm of one of the foundations we use for fundraising that said, why can't you guys work with the cattle industry?
Brett Matsky's the wild trout manager for California Trout, a statewide environmental organization focused on fish habitat.
When I get introduced to people and they ask me what I do, I tell them I'm a fish kisser. And I say that because I've worked for 20 years to be a voice to the fish.
Matsky took time for an interview after a day of testimony at the state capitol. He's a well-known environmentalist who, for two decades, has butted heads with both federal agencies and ranchers. Neither Matsky nor Swickard ever thought they'd be working together.
Well, I was apprehensive about it at first, and I knew of Brett's reputation, and it wasn't real positive with the cattle industry.
Over the years, Angela Dillingham observed how both sides had just stopped talking to each other. Dillingham was district ranger with the Plumas National Forest, working out of the Quincy office during the Cowboy Unite project.
Both sides are a little bit scared to interact with the other.
It took nearly a year for project partners to hammer out a formal agreement before they began work on rancher Todd Swickard's grazing allotment. This allowed them the flexibility to experiment with new management approaches and to make adjustments without being penalized if damage from cows couldn't be controlled. Signing the agreement also solidified each partner's commitment over the life of the four-year project. Cowboy Unite's final report emphasizes the importance of coming to such agreements in future collaborations. Time-building trust is time well spent.
We found a lot of common ground between ranchers, fly fishermen, and the Forest Service on this project. We all care about healthy riparian areas. They all provide different benefits to us, and it was very satisfying to find that out and to make improvements on the ground together.
They call it kicking dirt, walking along the creek, talking about the problems caused by cattle, and coming to agreement about the changes they want to see in the landscape. Todd Swickard points to one of the indicators of success. When cattle are fenced away from streamside vegetation, it's able to grow back on its own along Squaw Queen Creek.
Yeah, we're trying to get these willows established, which you see these young ones coming in here, and they help hold the soil, and you can start building the water table back up.
Cattle were kept away from the stream banks by putting up fences, moving them seasonally to protect tender vegetation, and placing tasty tubs of molasses to keep cattle from congregating at watering holes.
And what we'll see in the future is as this vegetation and willows builds up here, it'll catch more sediment, then you'll have more meadow, more wetlands, more willows, more wildlife habitat.
Given the chance, says Brett Matsky, nature will heal itself.
You heal the stream bank, you heal the water, you heal the creatures in the water, you heal the birds in the vegetation. It's, like I said, the big circle.
While there are too many variables to predict if and when the creek will be completely restored, the partners have all been pleasantly surprised to see good progress over three grazing seasons. They demonstrated that it's possible for willing ranchers to cost-effectively improve grazing practices. It's a model that offers a way forward both for ranchers whose business depends on public lands and for environmental groups that challenge destructive grazing practices. Brett Matsky of Caltrout says the Plumas County experiment is an important first step.
I'm proud of Cowboy Unite. I think it shocked the industry, but I think it also gave them hope that there was a chance out there to actually work with some of the other groups.
Ranchers, environmentalists, and public agencies across the Sierra Nevada may be waking up to the idea that collaboration could shape the future of grazing on public lands. But it will take many more trust-building experiments, like Cowboy Unite, to make lasting change on the range.